Welcome to the Diabolical 7, it's Entertainment Talks podcast for Gen V on Amazon Prime Video. I'm your host Matthew, and we're back. Season 2, episodes 1, 2, and 3. We will be attempting to cover the triple season premiere. Of course, there was a lot of things that happened. I'm not going to mention every single little bit of every single thing that happened. So there's that. Yeah, season 2, we're back with Gen V after 2 years, episodes 1, 2, and 3 kicking off with the triple season premiere. I thought it was alright. There's definitely some things in the episodes that I didn't click with, things that I didn't like, things that could just be cut out of the show. I did like the general direction of where we're going. I thought the handling of certain characters, or all the characters, was interesting. So I liked some of those things. I liked some of the new direction, like some of the new things that have been introduced. Like there's the sort of Fight Club thing. There is Dean, who's got kind of a new position at the school. You've got this new sort of, I didn't catch her name, so I'm going to call her the PR woman, the one who's for some reason got a sting tail that can, yeah, there's some things that just, I was watching these three episodes, obviously a lot of different thoughts went through my mind. And again, some things I did like, some things I didn't like, but I think we're off to an okay start. That's my general, that's the general gist of things to me. This episode lent a bit far. Now, this was one of my main problems with the back half of The Boys Season 4. And of course, this is all very open and very connected. I mean, we open one of the first scenes with the announcement of Victoria's death and all that kind of stuff. It's funny how I was trying to, like, be cagey around spoilers with that, but both, I wonder if it's going to work in the way of, like, you had The Boys Season 4, which was, yeah, last year, which was after Gen V Season 1, but these are almost just like sequel seasons to each other now. It's not really, like you do have different shows, obviously, not really focusing on our main The Boys characters here, but some of them are popping up. The events in the world are clearly, you know, connected and everything, so it's very, very clearly connected to itself. But I remember with like some of the episodes in The Boys when the show just got a bit silly with leaning into certain, you know, adult things, and I don't remember Gen V Season 1 doing it that much. And I remember saying it in the Season 2 preview that I did last week for this, that when it comes to things like adult themes or, you know, violence or anything like that, when Gen V Season 1 did it, now granted we haven't seen all of Gen V Season 2, so I can't judge the whole season, just these first three episodes, it felt like when things were happening of those natures, it's not as if I'm afraid to mention the subjects, it's just, you know, all of the adult content in the show, that it had reasons when it was doing stuff. Now, I didn't have a problem with the violence in these first three episodes. Of course, you've got things like there's the, they keep calling her Kate, but I thought, yeah, Kate, Cat, whatever, Kate, when, like, she gets injured, and then there's the whole, like, class thing, with the training and stuff. Obviously, the violence has got more context then. But there were just a few, and it doesn't, like, bother me or annoy me when you do the, like, the silly adult stuff. Like, when, I think it was Sam and Jordan, when they smash out of that bedroom window and then you cut back to the guy, his head pops out of the other guy. Even though you did make that scene last a bit too long. And I know some of them are done for jokes, and it's not as if I'm not doing like a Clutch Your Pearls type thing. I know what show I'm watching, because I've been watching technically this show for 5.5 seasons, if you count these two of Gen V, which you would do, because we're almost halfway through season two already. It's not that as if I'm, because I'm like, totally fine with all those things, and I know it's almost a part of the show's DNA. But I guess with both shows, it's just sometimes you can put it in there and it can be, you know, silly and funny, and sometimes it can just be a bit pointless and just a bit of a waste of screen time. And it was interesting the way they played some of those things in this episode, because, like, when I think it was Kate was talking to, what's his name again, is it Dean? Yeah, Dean, about Andre's death, and he's doing the very fake kind of, oh no, it's such a tragedy, like he, you know, doesn't care at all. And even though in this world any of those sorts of themes are played off more for jokes, there was something a bit more empty about that approach in this episode with certain parts. And I get that, I know what his character is trying to do, like I totally get what's going on in some of those scenes, but, and even though I have, you know, four seasons of The Boys to compare and one season of Gen V to compare, these opening three episodes felt like they leaned a bit too much into The Boys' habit of doing it, because I don't remember Gen V season one having that habit. Like, you can lean into it, it's part of this world, it does the, you know, political satire thing, I'm fine with that. But Gen V season one so far did that so much better, and in at least the last couple of seasons of The Boys, it just got a bit slapstick and a bit funny, and I felt like this leaned a bit too much. And I was ignoring it at first. I was like, oh, they'll, like, you know, cut some of that stuff out. And then they just kept doing it a bit more, and I was like, it's just a bit unnecessary, because you have, you know, a story to get on with. So there's that. I thought some of the handling of the characters, like I said, was interesting. Of course, you do have the big situation to deal with the passing away of Chance. I talked about that last week. Of course, on the preview, had the four Chance thing at the beginning of the opening episode, so that was nice. I got to be honest, I'm not really feeling that great about... Okay, so how they've explained this is, so he obviously is a bit, you know, Magneto-esque in the way that he can control metal, so can his dad, and he and his dad have been warned before that if you do it too much or too often or something, you can die from it. So, okay. And then you set up, and obviously you have to do all of this off screen, because unfortunately you can't film Andre, because he's passed away. Sorry, you can't film Chance, because he's passed away. So they were locked in this center, this place, which is where we last left these characters off at the end of Gen V Season 1. So they decided to go with a storyline where Andre tried too hard to rip a metal door open. Jordan begged him to stop, but he didn't do it and he died from it. That's just not sitting that great with me. I wonder if you could have maybe done, if you could have filmed a scene like a flashback, you know, like a bit of a shaky flashback sequence where, like, obviously again you can't show Chance on screen because he's no longer with us, but if you show something like that with a bit more context. Like, okay, how many guards exactly was there? Where exactly was everybody? What was the exact situation? Because the way they've described it is, like, Marie got away, she got a lucky break. The other three, so which was Emma, Emma, Jordan, Marie meets up with them later. Emma, Jordan, and I guess Chance would have been there, because Kate and Sam wouldn't have been locked up, would they? So Marie got a lucky break, and then Emma, because we saw Emma and Jordan at the beginning of this episode, that's where we get introduced to PR Woman. I don't think we've seen her before, I think she's a new character. We get introduced to her, and then they spin it in like a political way. There's just something about that entire sequence to me, which was just... And again, I know it was forced upon them a little bit to make a choice. You either recast, you write the character out. I just think it would have been easier, because then you wouldn't have had to have come up with this necessarily. I don't know, it's given his dad a storyline, and his dad is now better. I swear his dad was like on his deathbed or something. His dad is now better. Again, whether he'll die in a couple of episodes, we don't know. He does survive these first three. He's getting more involved. And while it's nice to, because one of the things I said in the preview, while it would be nice if they kept his dad around, that we'll see how he gets used. And he's been used fine so far. I just think, because you've now got these two pieces of it where Andre did this crazy attempt to break this great big metal door down, which apparently was, like, you know, bolted up too much and he strained himself and he died. Again, not brilliant. Wasn't brilliant. And then you have, like, oh yeah, Emma and Jordan are now got this PR thing going on. Of course, we get the big end of the episode 3 with Jordan revealing the Kate attack. And then Marie got away is what they're going with. I just, again, with my biggest respects to Andre, like, he died tragically and he died young and it's, you know, awful and everything. Would it not have been easier to recast him and then you just wouldn't have had to write any of that? You could just have said, yeah, Andre just got away with Emma and Jordan. Unless there's something later in the season where, like, this gets a bit better, but because we could all have guessed going and that, okay, they're going to kill Andre off screen and they're going to have to explain it. I don't think it's, like, rubbish, but I'm not quite there with that right now. It's interesting that they chose something to do with his power and it was sort of, I don't know, it just something about it's just not gelling to me. But we'll see how the idea goes on and if they do show any other scenes later. Although I think if they were going to show, like, a sliced together flashback scene where they show, basically, because you could point the camera everywhere but the door so that you wouldn't have to try to have Andre on screen, because obviously you can't. But you could have filmed everything else around it and then maybe done something just so that we have a bit more context and a bit more going on. So far, unfortunately for me, that's not landed that great for me so far. And I just think if you'd recast again, I know it's there's sentimental stuff around everything, but then you could have just recast him and avoided the whole situation. That's my feeling so far. Yeah, maybe I'll change my mind going forward. But even from the moment they said no, we're not going to continue Andre's character, I thought, he's a very, very big character, and I do wonder how you're going to do that. So we'll see how that goes. But that was obviously a big piece of the episode. What other bits were there? We'll take a break at some point in a second, but then continue the podcast. Obviously, we've got the big thing with Marie. She is the special project, and for reasons that they have half explained so far, Dean was the doctor that delivered her. So obviously, because there's the whole sneaky, kind of half sneaky thing about, okay, you're particularly special, can we make you better at doing this? Why do you have to, like, cut your hand? Which that was an interesting part. Is the whole that whole sequence, I thought, was actually quite interesting. It was one of the more interesting parts to me. Is this fight test thing? And obviously, it's been done for other reasons, because I don't for a moment believe when Dean was saying to the group about, oh, there's, you know, more number of humans, and if they turn, it's like, yeah, but all of these superheroes are much, much more stronger than any humans. So there's that as well, but he's obviously doing it for different reasons. But I still thought the whole sequence was interesting, and then the whole sort of mechanic thing with Marie and cutting your hand and how are you going to do that. Then there was obviously the reveal of her sister and that kind of stuff, so we'll see where that goes. So I thought that was pretty good. What about the pacing, flow, and the structure of these episodes? It kind of just all washed over me, to be honest. It was just kind of one great big massive episode where I was admittedly a little bit less focused on that and more focused on just, okay, can I absorb as much information from these three episodes? I don't like that, by the way, that we start with three. I know it's a good way to kick into the season, but it is what it is at this point. So I guess switching that up, I can talk about, you know, momentum. That was something I was mentioning in the preview in terms of, okay, coming back after 2 years, you've got the new streaming problem of coming back after 2 years. What does your audience remember? And obviously, you got new things on the way. I think the momentum at the moment is steady. There were some bigger scenes that helped kick things on, but there was a lot of quiet stuff. There was a lot of development. There was a lot of things that got moved forward. Again, not all of them are interesting right now. But it kind of also feels as well, I kind of noticed something in these three episodes, that the way that Homelander and Cove, or I suppose you'd say, can just grab something and politically spin it, was used in very interesting ways in this episode. And you got the Marie video of, like, my mental health journey, and that plays into the whole admittedly satire, all that kind of stuff. So that was kind of interesting. Let me talk about the PR woman again, because she's obviously going to be popping up more. Okay, so she's got a stinger on the bottom of her back. I think it was near the bottom of her back. And what's that supposed to be? Is it supposed to be the stinger that a wasp has? And she says, in an alarmingly casual way to everybody, if this stings you by accident, it will kill you and it will kill me. Okay. And then she throws up whatever that was at points for reasons. Again, that's another one of those, like, okay, is that really just net? Do you really need that? Okay, so if you're walking around with something like that, and she seems to be, but whether she's had it for years and she's used to it or whatever, but the way she was describing it to people, because there's like five instances of that, is like, oh, if it accidentally touches you. So not if she mentally activates the power, but if you accidentally touch it, you die and I also die. If you had something that severe on you, that dangerous on you, and it's not the smallest thing either, is it? Why wouldn't you cover it up? Like, her as a character, interesting enough, she's obviously going to be, you know, manipulating the our main characters, obviously, the whole Jordan trans thing, and, you know, the flags and all that kind of stuff, obviously, all that's going on. Again, like, is it necessary for her to have this stinger thing? Is that, like, the joke part of her character? Because I thought she was actually kind of like, whether I like her or not is a different thing. But she's an interesting addition to the show, given what, you know, she's been set up to do. She's very involved so far, so kind of a new, interesting character. But, yeah, like, you're going to be walking around, especially if you're walking around in the school, you're going to be near people, so, like, how much does somebody have to touch that thing for you and them to die? I don't know, that was a weird angle for that. Yeah, so just, I don't know. Superheroes wear different costumes, just, like, cover it with something. I don't know. But anyway, aside from that, she's an interesting kind of new character, so I quite enjoyed that. What else can we talk about? Kate is still doing Kate things. I was actually kind of, until Sam had the fight with Jordan, and it was like, you know, oh, Luke had the right idea and all this sort of stuff, I didn't get much out of Kate and Sam throughout all three episodes, to be honest. Because, okay, you have this event where Kate's trying to do something to the group, and I think it was it Jordan, or was it actually Emma that pushed her? I wasn't sure. Pushes her against the thing, kind of dies, and I was watching that, and I was like, okay, you've just had to unfortunately get rid of Andre, and you've chosen to not recast him. I don't think you're going to kill off Kate here, but okay. She comes back, she's got, like, stitches, and, you know, the heroic thing of, obviously, got Firecracker, or whatever her name is, Firestarter. She's doing her TV appearance thing and talking about all of that. I don't even know how to describe those things anymore, but she's doing what she's doing with that, and she's a fighter and survivor and all those sorts of things. And then speaks to Emma in the cafeteria, and is like, hey, how bad would you feel or whatever if you had to look at the person that tried to kill you? And obviously all three of them are kind of complicit, especially the whole leaving you there thing. And then comes back, so she says that, and then nothing else really happened. And then Sam got into, you know, because if you talk about them as a pair, which they kind of are, Sam goes on another trip and gets told about how pathetic he is and whatever, and that spirals him into having a fight with Jordan later. And again, the show leans into the, like, puppet cartoon show, which I don't mind. I find that to be okay. At least had some narrative purpose and some dialogue. 9/11 is an inside job and all that sort of thing. That stuff's fine. And then it's not until, I guess the purpose of it right now is it's left until the stinger of the end of episode 3, so you complete that arc with 3 episodes. And then now it's like, okay, because Jordan revealed themselves to be the attacker, what is that gonna do? I guess we'll have to wait out and see. And then Dean, of course, walks off at the end as well. I'm not sure where they're going with that. I'm not really. I found there to be a lot of interesting ideas in these opening 3 episodes, but I don't know really where they're going, and some of them are sort of a bit all over the place. Anyway, this is a good time to take a break in the podcast. Let's take a break, come back, and talk about some more Gen V stuff. See you in a minute. Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcast that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Alright, back with the episode. So just to go back to Maria for a second, I know I'm jumping around a bit here, but there's a lot to talk about anyway. So this whole fighting class thing, which was probably the most interesting thing to me across the 3 episodes, just to kind of point that out as well. So obviously they're trying to build her up to be something special, and then Dean teases to her that... Did he say something about a specific suit? Like, we can give you a specific suit and it will make you the most strongest or something. And then she says more stronger than Homelander. And then he doesn't really kind of respond. As we know for... Now, Gen V will probably continue past the boys' 5th and final season. Because obviously if it gets renewed for a 3rd season anyway, which it probably will, then it will obviously go past the boys season 5, and I think all of us can assume that, okay, in the probably near the end of maybe the series finale, that's where Homelander will get taken out. I don't think Homelander will be imprisoned, I think he'll be taken out, but that's for the boys show to deal with. So it's interesting that you do set that up here before the boys 5th and final season, of this tease of Marie could be like an ultimate weapon. Now, I don't know how that works yet, because Marie, while she's very strong and very good at what she's doing, Homelander is like a different beast. And obviously what the boys is leaning into at the moment is probably Billy versus Homelander, probably taking each other out at the end of the Boys season 5. That's probably where that's going. Unless Marie, you know, plays some sort of part in that, or something else happens. I can't imagine her getting taken out, because I know I'm kind of imagining a bit further in the future, but you've teased this thing, so I'm going to talk about it. So if you imagine, okay, this season ends, let's say she gets some sort of special suit and she's really strong by the end of this season, because obviously they've set that up because they're working towards that. That's going to be one of the main things, because I also consider them, Marie, to be pretty much the main character of at least this show. And then you've got Billy and Homelander arguably on the Boys. If you had a scenario in the Boys fifth and final, like in the Boys series finale, where let's say Marie and Billy or something, probably a bunch of people, are fighting Homelander to take him out, Billy probably gets taken out, killing Homelander, I don't think that would involve taking Marie out as well, because then if you do want, because Amazon's going to want to keep this IP around, hence the fact that they've got the other prequel spin-off with the other two characters, I can't quite remember, they've got that going on, that's obviously going to replace the Boys slot, and then you'll probably rotate that with Gen V. So of course you've still got to develop that, and if that is even a success, or if that's used in a different way, but that seems to be the hint of that, which is, okay, the end goal for both of these shows, or at least part of Gen V, would be taking out Homelander. You've now set that up to where you're teasing that she could be as strong as or stronger than Homelander. We don't know what that looks like yet, because again, no disrespect to her, she's only got the blood power, and maybe it evolves and she does something crazy with it, and maybe, because we do see her in a few fight situations, which, by the way, I enjoyed her fight with whatever that dog sniffer character was called. I did click on the credits thing, and like, because you know on Amazon you can bring up the timer, and it shows you who's in the scene, who they're played by, and all that sort of thing, which is very useful. The dog person, and he's tried to inject her with something, probably something lethal to take her out, because there are a few times when she's like, okay, can I look for the quickest thing to cut myself, and she does carry a little flip knife with her, but maybe she can't always reach for it. So the next step of her evolution, I'm going to guess, is, okay, how do you activate that without needing to cut yourself? And it's interesting that Dean does point out that oh, is it something to do with self-harm? And you know he cares about her in a certain way, because again, he was involved with delivering her and the whole thing with the clinic storyline that we heard about in this episode. So you know that there's probably even more like a bigger thing going on there. And then you have the whole fact that her sister's birthday cards were in that building, and there's probably more to that story that we'll find out about as well. But we did get some very useful information on that so far. So I don't know what that would look like. Maybe it's some kind of, because obviously she uses the gap in her hand to get the blood out to shoot it, although she can like control blood in general, can't she? But if she wants to like shoot it from her hands, that's what she has to do. So I don't know what that looks like yet. Maybe something to do with the suit. So we'll see where that goes. I don't think we'll get any big development on that anytime soon, because that feels like something you'd save a bit later in this season, which again, we only have 5 episodes left already, so we'll see how that rounds out. But very interesting ideas. I'm very curious to see where that goes, to see more of this fight club stuff or fight practice thing. And that big dude was like not holding back. I thought he was like actually gonna kill someone, which he almost did. There was that guy who was like slammed up against the wall and had his back broken, which again leans back into Dean's kind of attitude towards everyone. Like, apart from when he really, really got serious, like with Kate's nearly blending her hand, he was very casual about everything. Does make you wonder what he's got up his sleeve. It makes you wonder when, like, I think it was in Gen V season 1, like when Victoria got the sample thing for Compound V, or it was some sort of machine that she got, and then she had like, she was one of the characters that had leverage in the show. It's a shame that she's gone, by the way. I'm really disappointed by that. So you got that going on as well. Of course, was that supposed to be her mother? Yeah, I think Victoria was her mother in season 1. Anyway, It's very curious to see where that goes. What else do we have to talk about? You've got Marie and Jordan that took some very interesting steps. Someone spurted out the three words, and then she kind of explained things. So yeah, that was said between them, and then things get explained kind of later on. I like the two of them together. They seemed okay. I don't remember a ton of like chemistry between them in season one, but maybe I'm kind of misremembering that. Although people do things in the spur of the moment as well, don't they? So, curious to see where that goes as well. What else do I want to talk about? What else happened? Who else is in this show? Oh yeah, you had the whole like kind of side story, although it got a lot of focus. Emma and this cashier person and the resist sign. She gets like treated really badly for that. She caught the person and then actually gets involved in their scheme. I can only really see this going one way of okay, so they're going to use this as like okay to vandalize and spread political messages, which is cool, but I don't know that that's the most interesting thing for Emma to get involved with. Especially because yeah, like Kate's running around and doing her stuff, and Sam's running around and doing her his thing. I thought the idea was interesting. I just, it feels like a small thing at the moment, but it got a lot of attention. So I'm wondering where that will go as well. But yeah, then you had her walking through the guy's changing room and whatever. So there was that. But it was a bit weird at first, like that resist sign kept popping up, and I thought, okay, it was probably somebody invisible, but ended up being a. She said she was a chameleon or something, and again, not that it's as bad as PR woman's thing that she's got. She lit this character literally tells Emma like, "Oh, I've got a tail because it's just an annoyance." It's like sometimes you just don't need to put things in this show. Like, it's, I mean, it's okay if you put something like in and I don't find it funny. I don't need to find it funny. I just need there to be, when you do that so much, and again, there was a lot more of that in this than I expected in these three episodes, because I don't remember Gen V seeing season one doing it that much. You just don't need to do it as much, I think. But anyway, it's a small little thing, I suppose. So she can copy people's powers for, what did she said, a minute or something, or an hour. It was 60 something, so there's that. What else do I want to talk about? Don't know, I talked about most of the big plot points, didn't I? So but yeah, curious to see what Andre's dad does going forward. They had a this season on at the end of episode one, which I thought was odd kind of placement. Although some of that stuff, because some of that stuff was already in episodes two and three as well. So, yeah. Any other predictions or anything else? We saw Starlight popping up for a bit. That was pretty good. We saw the Deep doing a weird ritual. That was fine. We had another party scene where people are doing weird things with powers, and then Emma decided to be the ball in the beer pong game. That happened as well, and then yeah, then you have pretty much the end of the episode with Jordan declaring that they did indeed attack Kate. I'm sure the PR woman will get involved in some way and kind of figure that out going forward. Anyway, let's talk about future stuff, I suppose. So yeah, excited to see more of Marie in the fight arena and see if any other things happen in there. Of course, there's a couple of scenes in this episode actually where Kate was like hiding around corners gathering information, so she's probably plotting something. Sam, I don't know where they're going with him. Because it's interesting because Jordan didn't say it was me, Emma, and Marie that attacked Kate. She just says it was her, I suppose. So yeah, but I just, the only thing, the only like genuinely big thing from this episode I can see going forward having massive consequences is the stuff with Marie. Because, okay, in like a couple of episodes, are people going to be moaning at Jordan for attacking Kate? Or will there be some kind of classic social media kind of escape from it? Like, PR woman comes up with something, and Dean comes up with something. They have some sort of inspirational political satire speech. Or Jordan puts out a video, says, "I'm healing as well," the same Mary that Maria did. But it's just, you opened up quite an interesting big scope with these three episodes, which I like that, but I'm just wondering how many of the plot points that you set up in this episode will actually matter in a couple of episodes. Let's say when we're in episode 5, so the first episode, like, in the back half of, but like by the time we're at the end of episode 5, let's say, so give it 2 more episodes for things to develop, and then we have like 3 more episodes to finish the season. How many of these plot points will be around still? And because not all of them feel that big or consequential, and that's one of my kind of sticking points for this season. And I don't know how many of them I actually care about necessarily. Don't get me wrong, I still really enjoy the show. I'm still obviously going to keep watching it and all that. It's just, you did a smaller amount of things I enjoyed that I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of, than you did more things in the episode that I didn't care for, or I'm not thinking are going to be big plot points. But then we don't know where those things are going to go, so we'll just have to wait and see, I suppose. Anyway, an interesting start, nonetheless. I'm very intrigued to see where everything goes. I just don't know if, where we're going with everything right now, because you've opened up a lot of new things. That's kind of my main point of everything. So I'm curious about that. Anyway, that's pretty much it for the podcast. If you have any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on the episode, what did you think of how they handled Andre's character death? I suppose. Do you think they should have recast now based on what we know they've chosen to do with the character, aside from the not recasting thing? Do you think they should? Do you think as well, based on what they've chosen to do, that they should have recast? Excuse me. And everything else. What do you think of Marie's new power development? What do you think of Emma's new political vandalizing thing that she's got going on? What do you think the fallout's going to be of Jordan revealing that they were the ones that attacked Kate? I don't think the other two are going to speak up. That would be my prediction for that. I don't think that they're going to... I don't know. Maybe one of them will. I don't think so right now, though. So, unless PR Woman says something. Yeah, what do you think of her? What do you think of her tail stinger thing that's going on? Yeah, anyway, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on these opening 3 episodes. Did you like them more than me? Hopefully you did. Did you like them less than me? Do you think that these episodes were terrible or somewhere in between? Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalkUK, or Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org. TV, games, films, main night podcast. No gaming talk this week. We did Breaking Bad yesterday, and I was going to do gaming talk like a couple of hours later, and then I just got this really bad headache, kind of came out of nowhere a little bit, but yeah, we should be back with that next week. We might move the day for it as well, now that we've got like Breaking Bad and Gen V and Gaming Talk all within like a couple of days of each other. United Cast is back, obviously Man City defeat on there, and Chelsea coming up on Saturday. More film reviews coming soon, or I reviewed Weapons recently, you can check that one out. Political Talks, of course, talked about the Lucy Connolly situation. The Charlie Kirk situation is still kind of ongoing, so I guess I can do that episode at any point if I choose to actually do that one. And then, yeah, everything else we've got going on, entertainmenttalk.org and podcast platforms, entertainmenttalk.org. I did that completely wrong. Entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, main night podcasts, or podcast platforms are the same name for those. If you want to support more of what we do, which would be great, you can, of course, listen to more episodes that we've got, either by checking out the site or subscribing to us on podcast platforms. So you can check those out. Word of mouth, social media. If you talk to somebody who has watched The Return of Gen V, you can recommend this podcast if you would like to do that. And then tell them about other things we've done as well, if they mention them. Geektown Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk is for TV and the film news. You can go from here to there, from the episode from 2 days ago, to get your latest TV and film news over on Geektown Radio Tuesdays and geektown.co.uk for the posts throughout the week. And we're also on YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays, for our video game stuff, clips, some streams, other videos, bits and pieces. Just check it out. Anyway, that's that. We'll see what happens. Where everything does go in the immediate future with episode 4 next week. We'll be able to concentrate on a bit less content as well, which will be helpful. So that would be great. And then after that, we'll only have 4 episodes left. October 22nd, I think the date of the last one is. So anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.